Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Weston Morrow, and this week I'm reading poems that all deal in some way with loss and the many different ways we respond to and move through that emotion. Today I'll be reading Burial by Ross Gay. Burial. You're right, the fertilizer's good. It wasn't a gang of dullards come up with chucking a fish in the planting hole, or some midwife got lucky with the placenta. Oh, I'll plant a tree here, and a sudden flush of quince and jam enough for months. Yes, the magic dust of our bodies become casts spells on the roots about which someone else could tell you the chemical processes, but it's just magic to me. Which is why a couple springs ago, when first putting in my two bare root plum trees out back, I took the jar which has become my father's house, and lonely for him and hoping to coax him back for my mother as much as me, poured some of him in the planting holes, and he dove in glad for the robust air, saddling a slight gust into my nose and mouth, chuckling as I coughed. But mostly he disappeared into the minor yawns in the earth into which I placed the trees, splaying wide their roots, casting the gray dust of my old man evenly throughout the hole, replacing then the clods of dense Indiana soil until the roots and my father were buried, watering it in all with one hand while holding the tree with the other straight as the flag to the nation of simple joy, of which my father is now a naturalized citizen. Waving the flag from his subterranean lair, the roots curled around him like shawls or jungle gyms, like hookahs or the arms of ancestors. Before breaststroking into the xylem, riding the elevator up through the cambrium and into the leaves where, when you put your ears close enough, you can hear him whisper, "Good morning." Where, if you close your eyes and push your face, you can feel his stubbly jowls, and good Lord, this year he was giddy at the first real fruit set and nestled into the 30 or 40 plums in the two trees. Peering out from the sweet meat with his hands pressed against the purple skin like cathedral glass. And imagine his joy as the sun wizarded forth those abundant sugars and I plodded barefoot and prayerful at the first ripe plums swell and blush. Almost weepy, conjuring some surely ponderous verse to convey this bottomless grace. You know, oh father, kind of stuff. Hundreds of hot air balloons filling the sky in my chest, replacing his intubated body, listing like a boat keel side up, replacing the steady stream of water from one eye, which his brother wiped before removing the tube, keeping his hand on the forehead until the last wind in his body wandered off, while my brother wailed like an animal, and my mother said, weeping, it's okay, you can go, honey. At all of which my father guffawed by kicking from the first bite buckets of juice down my chin, staining one of my two button-down shirts, the salmon-colored silk one, hollering, "There's more of that!" Almost dancing now in the plum, in the tree the way he did as a person, bent over and biting his lip and chucking the one hip out, then the other with his elbows cocked and fists loosely made and eyes closed and mouth made trumpet, when he knew he could make you happy just by being a little silly and sweet. That was Burial by Ross Gay from his book Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press. I'm Weston Morrow.